Well, Dean, that was a really encouraging display. Your thought on the 90 minutes?
Yeah, as you said, I think it's encouraging. Asked them to play on the front four, be bright, and I think we did that, and we set our stall out. And going at half-time, 0-0, I think if we'd gone in a couple of goals in the plus, to say, and it wouldn't have been unfair. But look, we got caught second half. We'll have to have a look back at them. We'd have to learn from that. But fair credit to us. We kept going to the players and show great character, and we done well.
You mentioned being on the front foot. It was almost from the start, really. George Dobson with a free kick, which had the goalkeeper flapping. And then from that moment, there was a spell of sort of 5-10 minutes. You were really in the ascendancy and probably could have gone ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's any probably we should have done. A few set pieces, a few chances, just didn't fall for us. And then second half, same again. But give the lads credit, they kept going, and it could have been hard. It would have been hard to take if we didn't get nothing out of the game. But we're happy about it.
He's been here for just over a week now. Give me an insight into sort of Morgan Ferrier's mindset now. He had three really good chances today, but he kept going. He was still confident. He kept trying.
Well, there you go. You've said it yourself. He's kept going. He's took the blow. He's missed a chance, but he's kept going. He pulled a great save off from him first half. We were unlucky second half, and the one second half, off Cookie's head, that's hit the crossbar and came back out. He's overhead kick and one. On another day, he goes straight in. But look, the lad kept going. It's his work rate and what he does for the team as well. It's not just about missing chances or scoring goals. It's what he does for the team.
When you look on the balance of play and the chances created, possibly even 2 points drop, you think you come into a playoff side, certainly from the last two seasons, like Scunthorpe, and really bossing it. That would really give you a lot of encouragement for the season ahead.
Yeah, look, it's early days. It's early days, and we'll pick it apart as we do. We'll take the positives out of it. We'll give them feedback regarding that, and we'll look at the negatives, and we'll have to learn from that. As I said, we're just disappointed we've conceded, but we'll learn from it.
You went behind Novak scoring a powerful goal, which I suppose Liam Roberts couldn't do a huge amount about. But you showed character. You got back into the game immediately. Ginelli had a couple of chances, and Zeli Ismail being brought down in the box. Can you talk me through the penalty decision there in terms of Cook took it last weekend? Is it Ishmael's now?
Look, as you said, Cookie took the one last weekend. We'll have a chat about it. It's gone in, so we're talking about a positive. It's they both wanted to take it. Zeli's taking it. He's dispatched it. He scored. So we'll have a chat about it, and we'll see where we go from that.
In terms of the away form last season, I know a lot of the time you weren't here. That's something to really build on now, this momentum that you've got a good victory last weekend, and you've got a point here against a top side.
Yeah, as you said, it's about momentum, and it's massive for us. We're only two games in, so we won't get carried away with it. For me, it's about bringing the fans back and putting a bridge between the football club and the fans again, getting the town back behind the football club and giving the town a football club. And the lads have played on the front foot, they've been bright, and I think the fans will go back home today and they'll be very be proud of the team and be pleased.
Well, that was noticeable throughout the second half, Dean. There was a lot of applause, a lot of encouragement for every corner you were taking, and that must really please you that you got the fans behind you and willing you on.
Yeah, we need them. It's a young bunch. Other than Ozzy, who's came in, and he was exceptional for 65 minutes he was on. He's came in, made a difference. But other than that, a young bunch, and a few from non-league, not experienced in football league, and we'll give him credit, but as I said, we need to learn from it.
Let's talk about Osborne. You just talked about him there in that answer. He came in, you brought him in on Thursday, had a spell at the Saddlers already. It looked like he'd not been away, a really dominant performance, getting his foot in when he needed to.
That's what he's about, and we just need to be careful. We just need to manage his minutes. He's trained, but there's training, it's been different to being on contact with the ball and doing a full pre-season. So he's somebody we need to get up to speed, and he'll take a couple of weeks, but as I said, I'm really happy with his performance.
In terms of the change today, Osborne coming in for Adam Chambers, your captain, how's he now? Because he obviously went off at half time with that foot injury last week. Are we likely to see him back anytime soon?
If I'm honest, early diagnosis, he's not going to be back for a few weeks, and somewhere we'll manage. And as I said, Ozzy's came in, done well. Kins came on last week, done well, and he'd come on and done well again today. And as I said, we'll get our arms around Chambers and make sure he gets through the next few weeks.
So that's a case of really players like George Dobson, who had the armband today, the likes of Guthrie stepping up and sort of being in charge, being the skippers throughout the team.
Yeah, I don't think it's just because Adam's injured. It's anybody. We've all got to step up and we've all got to lead. And you said it. You can see in the end, we got for the last couple of minutes, we got put under a little bit of pressure. And if I'm honest, we weren't the biggest of teams towards the end. And but there was bodies on the line, happy to get blocks. And I think two of them took them in the never regions today. And they bounced straight back up. Yeah. And that's what it means to them. And as I said, disappointed not to take 3 points, but we'll take a plus out of it. These will be in the playoffs, I'd imagine, so it'll come the end of the season. And we've came in, we've gave a good account of ourselves, but as I said, it's still early days.
And you're going on to Tranmere now on Tuesday night. How important is a good League Cup run for you, Dean?
Yeah, it's massive. It's momentum. You've already said it, it's momentum. As I said, we're disappointed not to get 3 points, but we'll dust ourselves down. The lads will recover, we'll do it properly, and we'll go to Tranmere, and we'll be marking ourselves good account of ourselves and hopefully get a victory and put us in the next round.
It's been about 3 years certainly since you won a League Cup fixture, and obviously again before your time, but really important to get a good result at Prenton Park to bring the likes of the Premier League sides back to the Banks is perhaps in the next round.
Yeah, as you said it's massive, but we won't look at the next round. I know it's going to be a difficult game. Played against them a few times last season, and Mickey will have a bang at it, and it'll be something that they'll look at, that have been out the Football League for a long time, that they'll want to try and get a Premier League team down to the Prenton Park as well.
Is that going to help you, the fact that you saw them home and away at Wrexham last year?
Not to say too much. They've had a few games this season. We had them watch, as they will have had us watch. It's about going there Tuesday night and, as I said, giving a good account of ourselves and being brave, playing on the front foot and trying to dominate a game of football. But I have no doubt it's going to be a tough game.
Very finally, just how important is this game for Andy Cook going back to his old side?
Look, as you said, Cook, he's had his chance there. He wants to score goals. He's always in the right area. He just couldn't get out of his feet first half inside the 6-yard box. He got a half block on it. I don't think he'll approach the game any different. That's the way he is. He wants to score goals. He puts himself about. He works hard for the team. And he's handful. And he'll go there and do the same. And you know what? He had a great couple of years at Tranmere. He scored a lot of goals. And he's played his part in getting him into the Football League. And you know what? It could have been easy for him to stay there. But he bought into what I said to him and how we spoke. And he's taken the challenge of coming up into League One. And he's embraced it. And the two performances, as the fans can see, he gives everything for the team.
Thank you, team.
Have you seen their goal again? Because there was a bit of a hint of offside from where we were.
I've not seen it, if I'm honest. The feedback I've got from Callum, the analyst lad who's up on the top, he's onside. But as I said, the big thing for us now, we'll look at, is when we last time we had contact with the ball. That's where we need to make sure that it's done right. And on that turnover, it doesn't end up in the back of our net.
What do you think of the performance that was here a couple of months ago, whatever it was, last season? You've come along an awful long way, haven't you, from that?
Yeah, look, it's what happened last season has happened last season. And it was about making the right culture and the right environment for the players to come in and not be scared to play and play on the front foot and be bright. As I said, they're young, but they're enthusiastic and they've got a desire, and that's what I want at the club. And you could see that. And to say that we've come to Scunthorpe, we'll be right in the mix this season. To be disappointed not to go away with all 3 points, even though it's only early days, it's give the lads credit, but as I said, it's still early days.
Just on the Tranmere game, are you likely to make changes for that, or will it be?
You'll see Tuesday night, won't you?
Yeah.
No, look, as I said, momentum's key, and I won't underestimate Tranmere. It'll be a difficult game for us, and we'll see how we feel, body-wise, how they are, and we'll address it Monday, and then give them another 24 hours and see where our Tuesday is. One or two maybe could do a few minutes. Maybe one or two will need a rest, but as I said, that'll be shown on Tuesday night.
My thoughts on the penalty, Dean. See, I thought the goal was offside, then I thought he got touch on the ball.
What do you reckon? Look, it's, you know what, it's all ifs and buts. As I said, I've not seen the penalty again. Zelly's been positive. He's got the fullback squared up, and he's attacked him in the 18-yard box. And if it is, it's the right decision. If it's not, you know what, we've had one or two things go against us, and I can take it back to last week when it's not a free kick for their goal. So it evens itself out. As I said, I don't know. I don't know, if I'm honest. It's something I'll look back on over tonight and tomorrow.